It's my husband. He's gone missing.
Missing?
I'm terribly worried. It's just Fred's never been gone this long before.
How long has he been missing?
Since the funeral.
Well, I can start right away.
You're a private investigator?
My profession is very complicated, okay? It's nuanced.
That's a lot of blood.
You beat people up and charge money?
Yeah.
Sad, isn't it?
How much would you charge to beat up my friend Janet?
What?
How much you got?
$20?
That's good. This conversation is over.
The mob is trying to spread its operation to Los Angeles. Somehow, my daughter Amelia is involved.
Please, find her.
Seen this girl?
What's in it for me?
Oh, we can do this the easy way. No! We're currently doing it the easy way.
Whatever happened to offering me $20?
It's the recession.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to my podcast, Geek Mentality, the podcast that could literally happen anywhere. Today, I'm walking my dog. My wife picked me up on the train, and she'll drop me off, you know, maybe half a mile from the house or so, and I'll walk my dog. He is a 12-year-old beagle, so we don't want to walk too much, especially in the heat, but luckily it's a nice day. A nice day to see a nice movie called The Nice Guys. Yesterday I saw the 2016 Shane Black film, the action buddy cop comedy, The Nice Guys, starring Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe as two private eyes in 1977 when I was but a year old. And basically they get kind of teamed up together by happenstance, wrapped in a case that deals with cars and assassins and the porno industry. Basically everything you could ask for in a good, wholesome entertainment. Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe were both great in this. I really, really like this movie. Ryan Gosling was hilarious in this movie. He played kind of, you know, kind of an F-up of a private eye. And Russell Crowe is more of an older guy. Well, he's an older guy who kind of had a little bit more of a code and a little bit more of trying to do the right thing. They both were just good guys who got wrapped up in craziness. And it was just a really fun movie that took a lot of action tropes and kind of turned them on their heads. And for those who don't know who Shane Black is, Shane Black is the director of, Iron Man 3. He did that. Years ago, he did a movie called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer that I've never seen, but I really want to see. And I think it's also like a buddy cop film. And I guess, you know, Robert Downey Jr. always took a liking to Shane Black, because he brought him back for Iron Man 3. And Shane Black, he's doing something big, I think, another big movie. I don't know what it is exactly, but he also acted, like, if you saw the original Predator from, like, 87, he was in that. And I believe he directed the Predators, which was the most recent Predator movie. I never saw it. I kind of want to see it, but I still haven't seen it. I'm trying to think of anything else. But as I was saying, so he did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Iron Man 3. I'm going to tell you other things he's done if you give me a moment. But it was just a smartly written, kind of quick, smart, you know, fun-paced movie that I knew right from the trailer that I wanted to see it. And Shane Black also co-wrote this movie. But I knew right away that I wanted to see this movie from the trailer. And I'm glad I did because of how, just how fun it was. It just felt like a good kind of classic shoot 'em up, laughing, rated R, funny movie. Shane Black also wrote, did he write all the Lethal Weapon movies? He might have. But he definitely wrote the first Lethal Weapon. So this guy has a good pedigree. He's only directed 8 movies. But, he did not direct Predators. He's directing The Predator in 2018. But he also directed Iron Man 3. The first movie he ever directed was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And he's got Doc Savage. Ooh, that's interesting, because Doc Savage, I think, is going to star The Rock. Now, as I've said before, this is a podcast that could literally happen anywhere. And I'm out walking my dog. Hold on, buddy. And my dog just left a prize for me in the mulch of some poor sap's house. I'm unrolling a bag because I'm a good neighbor. I'm going to pick up said prizes. Hold on, bud. We're not out of here yet. My dog is pretty stubborn. He's ready to walk, and he's like pulling me. Nope, dude, you gotta wait. Now, have you ever listened to a podcast before? Actually, I've probably done it on my own podcast. But besides me, have you ever heard a podcast before where a guy is talking to you whilst picking up dog shit? Because that is what's happening right now. All right. But you know why I did it? Because I'm a nice guy. Just like the guys in this movie. So this movie also starred Kim Basinger as like the head of some department, but she's shady. I'm not really giving any spoilers away. And I had me wondering, you know, is Kim Basinger a bad actress, or does she just have a weird delivery in this movie? Because she seemed to come off a little robotish. I wasn't totally into her line delivery. Especially next to Ryan Gosling, who was, like, so charismatic, so much fun. And, you know, it's funny. I know Ryan Gosling, my wife shares memes of him all the time. Everybody loves him. And I'm like, I don't think I've seen that many Ryan Gosling movies. I've seen Remember the Titans. I've seen The Notebook. And maybe this. This might be it. I know he's going to be in the new Blade Runner movie. But obviously, I mean, I can tell with this guy, he's got the charisma. Oh, the sun in my eyes. And Russell Crowe, I mean, what can you say? He's been in such movies as Man of Steel. That's all I know him from. I've never seen him in anything else. I mean, Russell Crowe's been great for years, and he does a nice American accent in this. I'm rambling, but what I'm clearly saying is this movie was fun. I recommend it. I give it 2 thumbs up. And oh my God. I need to switch bags. I need to switch hands with this bag because I'm holding my phone and holding the shit bag. It's too close to my face, and I think it's affecting my performance. All right, buddy. Come on. So it's Wednesday, the 14th, and I'm done. 14 days in, 14 movies. I think I've liked about 13 of them. I think the only movie I haven't liked so far is X-Men Apocalypse. I thought that was kind of shit. Everything else I've enjoyed on, you know, various levels of enjoyment. And because of my abundant vacation days that I have to use or lose, it's Wednesday and I'm already on my weekend. I got tomorrow off, I got Friday off, so it's going to be pretty easy for me to watch these next 2 movies whilst hanging out at home with my dog and dog sitting for my in-laws tomorrow for a little bit. Yeah, awesome. But what will tomorrow's movie be? I'm not sure. I have a couple ideas. We shall see. But until then, I mean, that's it, man. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find me on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. The website is fansnotexperts.com. Every post, every podcast is available there. And, of course, use the hashtag FNE Movie Month anywhere. And you're going to find me. If you use it at, well, not anywhere. Basically, Instagram, Twitter, Google, Facebook. I don't snap. And I don't really Reddit. So, that's it. That's all I got. Got a little tweak in my ankle. I twisted my ankle the other day. Ouch, ouchy, ouchy. All right. I'm going to stop now before I injure myself. Or, you know, I dropped this bag of shit. I just like saying the word shit. It's a fun word to say. If you've ever seen the world's worst movie, Birdemic, there's a line in that with the word shit that I quote sometimes, that it's just, it's so bad, so bad, so poorly said, so poorly written that it is hilarious. And it's probably one of the greatest lines of film history. But that's for another day. Today was about the Nice Guys. You should watch it. I think it might be on HBO. But any way you can get to it, please give it a try. It's about 2 hours, and I highly recommend it. And Brandon, if you are... Oh, come on, pup, get out of there. Brandon, if you're listening, Matt Bomer's in it, so of course you're going to watch it. All right, that's it. I got nothing else. So until tomorrow, thank you for listening. And here is... Hey, don't piss on that. All right, now here's my theme song.
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Oh yeah, I just forgot. This is a mild spoiler of a cameo, but if you've seen the movie, there's a scene where they find the dead body of a porn producer, and you never see the guy's face fully, but if you look, that's Robert Downey Jr. He played the dead body, so I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, that's all I got.